Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Emily Valdez. Our top local story. This series of storms that have soaked the state pretty much washed away the drought. California is now more than 96% drought-free, and Southern California's totally out of the bone-dry conditions.
It seems like just yesterday when authorities were asking everyone to conserve every drop of water they could and rip out their front lawns and... While they'd like people to continue doing that, the storms have put the state in a great position. It's even more amazing when you consider that just last week, about 85% of California was still considered abnormally dry. Forecaster Miguel Miller is with the National Weather Service. He says climatologists are still predicting things to be a bit on the dry side through February, but he points out that's what they were predicting before the season began a couple of months ago.
But yes, that's what they were saying back in October with the winter outlook. And here we've gotten clobbered by several storms that have proven them wrong, I guess, on that prognosis.
He tells KNX the storms that we went through over Thanksgiving week were huge. They played a big role in pushing us over the top. The recent storms have also replenished the state's reservoirs, many of which are said to be at or above their historical averages, according to the Department of Water Resources. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
In the wake of the dive boat fire off the coast of Ventura that killed 34 last September, a group of California congressional members has now proposed a federal bill to beef up safety standards aboard those smaller passenger boats. Senator Dianne Feinstein says it would require two escape routes for people below decks, leading to different parts of the boat. The measure would also include safety standards for devices like cameras and laptop computers that are powered by lithium-ion batteries.
So the 5 freeway in Carlsbad is back to normal after an emergency landing of a small plane landed on the shoulder. The plane took off from El Monte last night. It was on its way to the airport in Carlsbad before it had to make that unexpected detour.
A single-engine Cessna was having engine problems and that they had smoke filling up the cockpit.
Carlsbad Fire Division Chief Mike Lopez tells CBS in San Diego that hydraulic fluid might be to blame. The pilot and passenger are okay. No one else got hurt. No cars were hit. Of course, the FAA and NTSB are now investigating.
California state-run health insurance marketplace says new enrollments are up about 16%.
Covered California says what's driving up enrollment is the state offering subsidies to help people, including the middle class, pay their monthly insurance premiums.
But if your health care is costing you 25% of your income, you're going to get a big subsidy. And what we're seeing right now is across the state, about 45% of the people who have come to us in that income range are getting subsidies.
Covered California's Peter Lee says there's also a big deadline coming up.
This Sunday, the 15th of the month, this is the last day to sign up to get coverage that takes effect on January 1.
Also, the enrollment deadline has been extended to January 31st. More than a million have already renewed their plans. And in the new year, those without health insurance in California will be taxed. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
City leaders in Pasadena have won a lawsuit against themselves. It was an attempt to pull a pot measure from the March ballot. According to the Pasadena Star News, the initiative would have legalized more than a dozen illegal pot shops and given them a loophole with the permit process. Time was running out to get the measure removed, so the city sued itself to get the case in front of a judge before the deadline.
A suspect dead in Anaheim shot by police during a disturbance call. This happened about 11 o'clock last night at an apartment complex near East Street and Lincoln Avenue. Unclear what prompted all of this. The officers, none of them injured during that incident. The investigation continues.
The Buena Park councilwoman who was arrested for tearing down a campaign sign against her has had her case dismissed. Sunny Park was charged with petty theft after she was caught removing a sign from private property. Park argued that she had permission from the landowner to take the sign down, and a jury deadlocked on whether her action was worthy of a misdemeanor.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.